Hello. In this edition of Lesser Known and Living Rural Arts, we learn about some interesting old games which are still played during the long winter evenings in the town of Ballykilferret in the Republic of Ira. I asked Gubnet O'Lunisia to describe the game of Skelpin, as I believe it's pronounced, an ancient game whose rules are now known to very few.
Well, Skelpin, I don't know how you describe it, really. It's maybe when a crowd of people get together, like, on a wet evening, like. Maybe the young lads that have stolen off with the balls from the pool table, like.
Oh, do they steal them often?
Well, sometimes it takes them, like, for a pishog. The way in the old days, like, you'd put a few eggs in a cock of hay to bring a man bad luck. Like, well, now the eggs all comes on the lorry, so they use the pool balls instead, like.
Fascinating. But do tell us more about Skelpin.
Well, maybe they'd be sitting round with nothing to do, like, and someone would put a chair in the middle of the kitchen, like, and one fella'd have to sit on it, you know, and, well, one of the women would get an ash plant from the yard and she'd have it behind her back, and it's passed round from one person to another, like.
And that's all there is to it?
Oh, God, no. No, the pass around behind their bikes, and the man in the chair is looking round, like, to see where it is, and when he's looking the other way, maybe one of the girls would sneak out into the centre and give him a skelp on the head with the butt of it. And well, that'd be skelping, like.
And that's the end of the game?
Oh, God, no. Like, they'd all keep at it until they'd all give him a skelp.
Ah, and then it's his turn.
Well, it is. If he can get up off the chair, like. But most times, he'd be lying on the floor.
Yes. And does somebody else sit on the chair then?
No. That's the end of the game. It's all over then. That's the end of the skelp.
Well, yes. And how did this game come about? What do you think the origin of it was?
Well, I heard my father say it came from the old days of the landlords. Like the landlord's agent was always a tricky boy in these parts, like, yeah. A go-by, if a fella. He wasn't at the top of the charts, like, if you know what I mean.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, maybe, like, he'd be going to evict a family, like, at Christmas time, and a few of them would get together, like, and have a chat about it, like, and, well, then maybe they'd invite the landlord's agent in, like, for an evening's entertainment, like.
Yes.
Well, they'd have a few drinks, and well, it's not the kind of drink you'd be buying in the off license in Dublin or Cricklewood, if you get me meaning.
Ah, a drop of the old crather, what?
Well, anyway, they'd give the landlord's agent a few drinks, like, and maybe something to eat, and then they'd get him on the chair in the middle of the kitchen, and, well, the scalping would start then, like. Well, they'd be at that a great while, like, and they'd be drinking and urging each other on, and then one of the women would maybe take a right run at him and she'd give him a right scalp, like.
Well, it sounds rather like the scalping which takes place today, doesn't it?
Well, much the same, except that the woman that had give the last run at him would have a hatchet, like, and she'd maybe cut the head of the agent. Oh, sure, 'twas all only for a bit of crack, though.
Yes. Well, I'm sure it was. Well, here we are in Gubnet O'Lunisia's kitchen, much changed from the days of the thatch, with its galvanised iron ceiling and green terrazzo floor strewn with workmanlike brown plastic furniture. Gubnet, this is where the skelpin actually takes place.
Aye, well, just put a chair there now in the middle and I'll show you the way we go at it, like.
Oh, yes, well, splendid. Ah, there we are.
You got a right skelp that time, didn't you?